Today, Iraq sent an invitation to the United States Congress to visit any site said to be used for weapons of mass destruction. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Joseph Biden rejected the offer as a stalling tactic, saying Iraq should immediately allow unrestricted UN weapons inspections. The White House also dismissed the Iraqi invitation. News analyst Daniel Shore says the Bush administration is refocusing on the question of Iraqi support for terrorism in its talk of ousting Saddam Hussein.
Shortly after September 11, a story surfaced attributed to the Czech Minister of Interior that suicide hijacker Mohammed Atta had met 5 months earlier in Prague with an undercover Iraqi agent. This was the only alleged link of the al-Qaeda terrorists to Saddam Hussein, and it sparked an intensive investigation that failed to produce corroboration. Indeed, intelligence agencies found some indication that during the April period in question, Atta had been in Virginia Beach, Virginia, possibly casing Navy facilities. Now, although the CIA and the FBI remain dubious, the Prague connection is enjoying a revival in the White House. The Los Angeles Times reports that the FBI has been reviewing Atta's travel and telephone records with renewed vigor as one of its more urgent priorities. The reason for that is not hard to find. As the Bush administration edges closer to a military engagement with Iraq, it badly needs a casus belli, roughly translated smoking gun. Pressures are mounting for the administration to seek support in advance from Congress, as President Bush Sr. did in the Gulf War. If the president can establish that Iraq was involved in the terrorist conspiracy, there may be a way to bypass a congressional debate. Within days after September 11, Congress passed a joint resolution authorizing the president to use force against nations he determined had aided the terrorist attacks. The resolution specified that this would fulfill the requirements of the War Powers Act. That puts a premium on establishing an Iraqi connection. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told a news conference last Tuesday, without elaboration, that Iraq had a relationship with al-Qaeda. Chairman Joseph Biden of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which held 2 days of hearings last week, said on television yesterday that he knows of no evidence that Iraq was connected to the terrorist attacks. But the congressional resolution gives the president wide latitude to determine what countries have aided and harbored the terrorists, and the administration is clearly trying its darndest to hang the label on Saddam Hussein. This is Daniel Shore.